很感谢主，我们能够借着饼杯，我们一同被带到主的面前。
Praise the Lord through the table, we all brought before the Lord.
当我们在主的面前这样纪念主、享受主的恩典的时候，我们实在是感觉到是何等的美好。
When we experience and enjoy His presence, and then we know how wonderful and good is our Lord.
有时候觉得实在是啊，不需要再多说一些什么话。
I just feel like I don't need to say anything.
然而呢，主还给我们有这样一个机会，我们一同能够来寻求，来明白他的心意。
However, the Lord still gave us chance that we can still come together to seek His heart desire.
好，叫我们在地上，我们的生活、行事为人，能够来讨主的喜悦。
So that we can please Him through our walks on the earth.
有一次，尼托登弟兄在英国的时候，他和施柏格弟兄有一段的对话。
There's one time when brother watched my knee in British. He had a conversation with brother Austin Spark.
施柏格弟兄就问尼弟兄说，在圣经整本圣经当中，哪一段圣经是最难实现的？
Brother Ni asked brother Sparks, and then in the whole entire Bible, which one is the most difficult one to be fulfilled?
尼弟兄就回答施柏格弟兄说。
Sorry, it's the other way around. Okay. Yeah.
好，尼弟兄就回答施柏格弟兄说，恐怕是以弗所书第四章。
Yeah, when brother Sparks asked brother Watchman Ni, and brother Watchman answered, probably is Ephesians chapter four.
那就是我们今天早晨我们一同要交通的一段经文。
That's what I would like to share this morning.
我也在想说，既然这段圣经是最难实现的。
When I think, even though this, since this chapter is the one, it's the most difficult one to be fulfilled.
那我应不应该和弟兄姐妹一同来交通这一段的圣经呢？
Should I fellowship this chapter?
那感谢主给我心里面有一个信心的盼望。
And I praise the Lord, He gave me a hope in faith.
因为我们知道，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
We know in man is impossible, but in God all things are possible.
既然这是神心意所要成就的事情。
Even since this is what God will to be, God's will to, this is God's will.
因此，我们相信，尽管在人看来是何等艰难的事情。
Even though it is very difficult in man's eyes.
我们相信神他必能够成就。
But we believe that God will fulfill.
因此我们愿意早晨从以弗所第四章从一到十六节我们来思想神心意中他所要得着那个荣耀的教会。
So this morning we would like to think of the glorious church that in God's will that he will receive from this chapter, from verse 1 to 16. Yeah.
请我们一同翻到以弗所书第四章。
Let's open the scripture, Ephesians chapter 4.
我们要从第一节读到第十六节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 16.
好，我先读，再请姐妹读。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。我们个人蒙恩，都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说身上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远身诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中 建立自己。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of the Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? What he has also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might be filled all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints of the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of our knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of the doctrine, by the trickery of man, is the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Let's bow and have a word of prayer. Lord, for the words we thank you.
求您早晨在借着以弗所书第四章这段经文开启我们的心。
May you reveal our heart through this chapter.
叫我们能够明白你心里面所喜悦所要得着那样一个荣耀的教会。
That is to comprehend the glorious church that is pleased you, that is in your will.
好叫我们能够因着你的心意，主，我们愿意快跑来跟随你。
For how to understand your will and we want to run after you.
我们愿意让你在我们中间得着你所喜悦的见证。
And we want you to receive the pleasant witness that can please you.
叫世人知道我们是属于你的。
So that the worldly people know that we belong to you.
愿早晨你与我们同在。
May you be present with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
以弗所书一到三章给我们看见关于教会真理的启示。
And then in Ephesians chapter 1-3, it reveals us the revelation of the church.
从第四章开始到第六章，就告诉我们关于这个教会真理如何能够在地上实行出来。
From chapter 4-6, it's talking about the realization of the truth of the church.
所以上个主日杨弟兄就借着以弗所书第四章1-3和弟兄姐妹交通了什么叫做行事为人。与所蒙的恩相称。
Last Sunday, our brother Yang shared what is called to walk worthy of the calling we were called through verse 1-3.
兄姐妹，神用恩召召我们。
Brothers and sisters, God called us by His grace calling.
乃是要借着我们这些蒙恩的人在地上，我们每天的行事为人。能够来彰显神的恩典。
In order to us to manifest God's glory through the daily walk through us, we are saved by grace.
能够来见证教会是基督身体合一的见证。
So we can testify that the church is the unity in Christ.
所以我们必须要知道，我们乃是一般蒙召的人。
So we should know we are the people who has called for a purpose.
基督徒若不认识到自己是蒙神所召的
If a Christian doesn't know we are called by God,
我们就非常容易会像旧约神的百姓以色列一样
We will be just easily like God's people in the Old Testament.
我们看见神借着大能的手将以色列百姓从埃及为奴之地拯救出来
We see that God has saved the Israelites from Egypt.
神乃是用恩召召他们。
God called them with His grace calling.
他们离开埃及不是神召他们的目的。
To the Exodus is not the purpose that God called them.
神召他们乃是要叫他们在地上的万民当中成为神的见证。
The purpose of God calling them out of Egypt is they will be the witness in all the nations.
并且神召他们乃是要带领他们进入埃及啊，进入到迦南的应许地。
And God called them out of Egypt in order for them to enter Canaan, which is the promised land.
得着神所要赐给他们的产业。
To receive the inheritance that God predestined to them.
然后我们看见，当神的百姓以色列在旷野的时候。
So we see when God's people in the wilderness.
他们因着不认识他们所蒙的恩召。
Because they don't understand their grace calling.
或是他们忘记了神向着他们那个荣耀的恩召。
Maybe they forgot the glorious calling that God has for them.
他们每一次遇见难处的时候
Each time when we encounter difficulty,
或是没有水喝
either, no water,
或是没有肉吃
nor no meat,
他们就发怨言
they complain.
他们就说我们还不如回到埃及地去
they say we'd rather go back to Egypt.
弟兄姐妹这是当神的百姓忘记神恩召的一个光景
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a condition when God's people forget the grace calling.
他们忘记他们是神用恩典所召出来的百姓。
They forgot that they are the people that God called them out of Egypt by His grace calling.
结果他们就通通倒闭在旷野里。
As a result, they all died in wilderness.
他们就不能进到神所应许他们那个丰盛的产业里。
And they couldn't enter to the promised land.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要知道。我们是蒙神所召的人。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to understand that we are the people who called for a purpose.
神用他极大的恩典召我们，他乃是要叫我们得着基督，做我们丰盛的产业。
And God called us by His grace calling in order to us to receive the abundance inheritance.
神用恩典召我们，乃是要叫我们在地上成为基督身体合一的见证。
And God called us by His grace calling so that we can be the witness of the church in unity.
可是我们从人的思想和我们的眼光来看，这个合一是何等不容易的事情。
And then it is not easy from man's thoughts and man's eyes.
不要说是一百个人啊，差不多当我们聚会差不多有一百位弟兄姐妹的话。
Not only mention if we have 100 people.
一百个人要合一是何等难的事。
It's how difficult it is for 100 people to be one.
刚刚虎源弟兄已经跟我们分享了，就是家里面两个人要合一啊，都是非常不容易的。
And then brother, who just mentioned, and just as two people as a family, it is not easy to be like you acting like a one.
当然，刚刚弟兄是讲到那个兄弟姐妹中间啊。我是讲到夫妻两个人要合一都是不容易的。
Our brother talking about and his children, his brothers and sisters, and I'm talking about even the couple, husband and wife.
弟兄姐妹，的确，就是在家里面两个人要达到合一是非常不容易。
It is not easy for two people, as a husband and wife, to be one.
然而，圣经给我们看见，基督徒的合一又是那么自然的一件事情。
And however, the Bible tells us that unity is so natural.
因为主的话告诉我们，教会是基督的身体。
Because the word from the Lord tells us, the church is the body of Christ.
这是我们每个人都非常容易明白的事情。
We all easily understand this.
有没有哪一个人的身体是不合一的？
And is when any of your body parts is not in one?
如果什么时候你的身体啊，要是有不合一的情形出现的时候啊，你可能就要去找医生了，对不对？
If some part one of your a member of your body has problems, that's the time you need to
see a doctor. 一个正常的身体，一个健康的身体，它自然表现出一个合一的见证。
A healthy and a normal body, it will be acting like one.
我们看见这是神心意中所要得着一个教会的见证。
And then we see that in God's heart, and He would like to gain testimony.
就是一个身体合一的见证。
That is the testimony of the body in one.
诗篇133篇给我们看见说，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
In Psalm 133, it's talking about, Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
就像我们做父母亲的，我们何等盼望我们的孩子们，他们是彼此和睦，是彼此合一相爱的。
And then like, as a parent, we hope our children, they can dwell together in unity.
胡元弟兄家里三个孩子。
And the brother has three children.
我们家有五个孩子。
I have five.
我非常能够感受到，如果五个孩子，五个兄弟姐妹之间，他们是完全的合一相爱，叫我的心是感到何等的喜悦，何等的满足。
How pleasant and how comfortable and how satisfied if I see my five children can live together in harmony and unity.
这是神的心意。
That is the heart desire of our Lord.
神何等盼望看见所有属他的儿女们彼此合一相爱。
How our Lord would like to see all his children will live together in unity.
我们看见说今天教会的在地上教会的光景。
And when we see the condition of the church on earth today,
我们觉得这个教会的光景好像与神的心意啊，是越过越怎么样，越遥远。
It seems like the condition of the church is as far away from God's heart desire.
我们看见神的教会在地上似乎是四分五裂的。
It seems like the church on earth is kind of desolated and divided.
让我们感谢神。这是神借着他儿子耶稣基督在 十字架上所成就的。
And but praise the Lord, this is what he has accomplished through his son, accomplished on the cross.
主耶稣借着他十字架的救恩，他要把我们救到一个地步，就叫我们能够成为基督身体合一的见证。
And through the body that he broken on the cross, and he will save us to the point that we become the body of Christ.
虽然今天教会的光景是不正常，是混乱，是荒凉的。
Even there is a desolation, is a chaos, and there is an abnormal condition of the church on earth today.
然后我们看见今天神要在地方上来得着，来恢复这样一个基督身体合一的见证。
But we will see God will recover and review, His testimony on earth.
所以这个合一的见证呢，它乃是在一个合一的根基上。然后神来建造。
This testimony of unity has to be built in a foundation.
然后神要把这个根，从这个根基呢，把他所爱的教会，把他所爱的儿女们呢，建造，直到达到一个完全的合一。
From this foundation, he will build up his children together as a church, and to the point that we are all in unity.
今天虽然我们没有办法和在其他地方的神的儿女们来一同来被建造，来达到这样一个完全的合一。
Since we cannot be built up in one with the other locations of the brother at the church.
但是我们相信今天神要在 Dumbo 这个地方。
But I believe at Dumbo,
要在我们这些属神的儿女们中间。
Among God's people here.
他来建造我们。
He will build us up.
他在一个合一的根基上来建造我们。
He will build us up in this foundation of unity.
让我们能够达到神所要得着那样一个完全合一的见证。
And we will be reached the complete testimony in unity.
这是我们所蒙的一个恩召。
That is our grace calling.
这也应该是我们在这里一同聚集追求的一个最重要的一个目标。
This is the most important purpose for us to gather here and pursue together.
因为刚刚弟兄已经告诉我们主的话哈，就是当在我们中间啊，我们有那样一个合一的相爱的时候
，Our brother just mentioned when people see us in unity，
对，世人就看见了我们是属于主的。
The world people will see that we belong to the Lord。
我们是基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ。
我们在这里彰显基督身体那个合一的见证。
We are manifest the testimony of the unity of Christ。
我们刚才所读以弗所书第四章一到十六节的经文，我从这段经文呢来和弟兄姊妹交通关于这个神心意中要得着这个教会的三方面的特征。
Through the scripture we just read from chapter 1 to 16, I would like to talk about the characteristics of the church that after God's heart.
对，一到六节呢，给我们看见神心意中的教会呢，它的特质乃是合一的。
From verse 1 to 6, and then we see the character of the church in unity. It's talking about is the unity.
然后呢，第二个特征呢，神心中 的教会的第二个特征乃是从七到十节，我想要跟你们分享到这个不同的个体。
And then from verse 7 to 10 is talking about the second character, which is the individual members.
就是在这个身体里面哈，它的那个各个肢体呢，它是不一样的。
As in the body, and members are different.
虽然不一样，但是他们却是合一的。
Even though they're different, but they are in one.
这是神心意中的那个教会的第二个特征。
That's the second character.Of the church after God's heart.
第三个特征就是十一到第十六节那边说到基督身体所的另外一个特征乃是它所表现出来的是一个成熟的生命。
From verse 11 to 16, it shows us another character, which is the mature life.
所以我们看见这个身体呢，它是要成长，它要成熟的。
We know this body needs to grow and needs to be mature.
好，那我们先来看关于这个合一这个特点。
First of all, let's look at the unity.
这边讲到教会的合一呢，它并不是一个一样。
Here talking about the unity is not about the unison.
Unison, 对，就像我们刚刚唱这首诗歌。
It's like the song we just sang.
我们是唱这个一样的这个音调。
We sing in the one tone.
Unison, 对。
Unison.
那我就常想起来，来当伯波饼聚会的时候，我常常坐在傅弟兄旁边。
I just remember when I come to Dumbo, I mostly I sit next to Brother Jing.
我不知道你们有没有注意到，傅弟兄他唱有时候在波饼聚会唱诗歌啊，跟我们唱的是不同调的。
I know if you are noticed, and brother, our brother sing in a different tone.
不是因为他唱错了。
It is not because he sing in the wrong tone.
他乃是唱和谐
because he is singing the harmony.
所以今天早上呢，傅立兄不在。
Our brother is not here this morning.
我坐在我姐妹旁边。
So I sit next to my wife.
所以有几首诗歌呢，她唱的跟我不一样。
A couple of songs and she sang different tones.
虽然我们唱的调不一样呢，但是我们仍然是合一的。
Even though we sing in a different song, but it is in one harmony.
所以圣经中所讲到基督身体的合一，并不是讲到一样。
When the Bible talking about unity is not talking about the unison.
就像音乐一样，虽然可以不同的音调，但它却是合一，却是和谐的。
It is like the music. Even we will sing in different key, but they are in harmony.
所以这个当大家唱的这个 harmony 和音是不一样的时候呢，其实它所表现出来是一个更丰富、更美的一个感觉。
When we sing harmony in music, it's more beautiful.
好。圣经中讲到这个教会基督身体的合一呢，它也不是一个联合。
The unity we're talking about in Bible is not about it is not union.
对，不是一个这个外面的联合。
It is not a union outwardly.
我们有时候办初中生的家长或高中生的家长，我们一起到公园去办活动的时候。
And then sometimes the parents from middle schoolers and high schoolers we will go to a park.
那我们就会玩一些游戏。
And we will have some games.
那有一个游戏呢，非常有意思。
One game is very interesting.
就是把两个人啊，脚呢，两个人的个别一只脚呢，绑在一起。
It will tie the legs, two legs together from two people.
然后叫他们从这里呢跑到那个地方。
They will run from point one to point B.
那为什么有趣呢
？Why is so interesting?
你看，当把两个人联合在一起的时候
，When you put two into one,
虽然他们还有两只脚是可以走路的
，Even though they still can walk with their two legs.
你看见他们走的时候怎么样
？But when you see what happened when
要么就走得很慢
，even either slow，
不然没走两步就跌倒了
，or they fall。
这是一个外面的联合。
That is a union from out。
圣经告诉我们，基督身体的合一不是一个外面的这样一个联合。
The Bible tells us the unity it is not outwardly union。
基督身体的合一呢，也不是一个统一。
The unity in Christ is not a uniformation.
就是我们每个人来到聚会当中，我们都穿一样的衣服，穿制服。
It is not we all come together and we wear same uniform.
也不是说我们说话的音调和表达都是一样的。
We will talk in the same way in the same tone.
我们一定要坐要怎么样的一个姿势
？We have to sit in one position.
我们借着这样的一个统一呢，来表达基督身体的合一。
And through this uniformity, then we will express the unity.
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
It is not that.
基督身体的合一不是外面的这些事情。
The unity in Christ is not outwardly.
基督身体的合一乃是在基督生命里面的那个合一。
The unity in Christ is in the it's in the life of Christ.
是在圣灵里面的那个合一。
It is the oneness in the Holy Spirit.
就是这里中文圣经所说的圣灵所赐。合而为一的心。
This is what he's talking about, the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
这段经文给我们看见说，圣灵里面的那个合一呢，包括了七个重要这个合一的真理。
He's talking about the unity in the Holy Spirit include seven important truths.
对，这七个最重要、最基本的真理呢，就像一个房子的七根柱子。
The seven important truths is like the seven pillars of a house.
缺一不可。
And then you can divide.
所以这边讲到有哪七个合一的真理呢？
And then you're talking about and what is the oneness in the seven ones.
对，第四节告诉我们说，身体只有一个。
In verse 4 tells us there's one body.
弟兄姐妹，教会就是基督的身体。
Brothers and sisters, church is the body of Christ.
这里告诉我们，神的教会乃是一个宇宙性的教会。
Here talking about the church of God is a universal church.
从初期第一世纪一直到现在。
From the first century till now.
一直到主回来。
Until the Lord's coming.
所有信主的人。
All the Christians,
所有重生得救的人
all the ones who were born again,
都在这一个宇宙性的教会里
are in this universal church,
都在同一个身体里
in one body.
所以这边讲到基督的身体它乃是不分种族不分语言不分文化
and this body of Christ does not classify by races, by language, by culture.
不管你学历有多高
and nor by education.
不管你的收入有多少
nor by wealth.
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里，也就是在基督身体里面，都是在这一个同一个身体里面。
We are in this body.
我们一同的来做基督身体的肢体。
We are all members in the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你若是蒙恩得救。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you are saved,
你就属于基督。
You belong to Christ.
你若是真属于基督，
if you truly belong to Christ,
你就属于基督的身体。
You belong to the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在主的面前所得着的一个宝贵的救恩。
And this is our precious salvation.
神救我们不是只是把我们从地狱火湖里面拯救出来。
And God not only save us from the lake of fire in hell.
很可惜，今天有不少的神的儿女们。
And unfortunately, there are many.
他们以为当他们信耶稣拿到上天堂的这个票，他们就很满足了。
And they were satisfied just got a ticket to go to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，今天神用他的恩召召我们。
Brothers and sisters, but God called us by His grace calling.
他是把我们带到基督的身体里面。
He brought us into the body of Christ.
在同一个身体里面，我们一同的来做肢体。
And then in this one body, we are members.
一同来见证基督是这一个身体的头。
Together, we testify that Christ is the head of this body.
见证唯有基督是教会的元首。
And then we testify only Christ is the commander of the church.
这是讲到一个身体。
This is talking about one body.
第二点，他讲到一位圣灵。
And then I'm talking about one spirit.
就是住在每一个信耶稣的人里面的那位圣灵。
That this Holy Spirit that dwells in every each one of us.
住在基督徒里面，这位圣灵不仅叫我们能够认识在天上的这个元首，这位元首。
The Holy Spirit that dwells in us, not only He will teach us to know our head.
对，就是圣灵让我们能够认识我们与天上的这位这个头呢是相连的。
And the Holy Spirit has linked us. We are connected to the head, which is in heaven.
这位在我们里面的这位圣灵呢，也把基督身体的所有肢体都联络在一起。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us. He will join all the members together.
弟兄姐妹，这是为什么神的教会不是一个属地的人为组织
？And this is why.The God's church is not an earthly organization.
基督的身体乃是一个属天、一个活的有机体。
But the church of Christ, it is a heavenly living organism.
所以这是为什么基督徒我们在地上哈，我们不是过一个这个组织的生活。
That is why we're not live attend activity of an organization.
我们乃是过一个属灵的生活。
But our life is spiritual life.
因为是圣灵叫我们与头相连。
Because it is the Holy Spirit connect us with the head.
也是圣灵叫我们彼此的相连。
It is the Holy Spirit let us connect to one another.
有姐妹，教会是基督一个活的身体。
Brothers, church is a living, is a living organism.
这是为什么我们基督徒的生活非常注重里面的生活。
That is why as a Christians we are very emphasize the life inward.
因为神的灵住在我们的里面。
Because God's Spirit dwells in us.
他带领我们能够知道并且顺服天上元首的意思。
He leads us and so we can obey.Obey the will of God who is the head who is living heaven.
并且叫我们是彼此相连一同来遵照这个头的意思。
And so as he was put us together, so that together we obey the will of God.
弟兄们讲到
in heaven.
不仅身体只有一个，圣灵也只有一个。
Not only we have one body, one spirit.
接着接下来讲到第三个一，讲到一个指望。
And then we have one hope.
我们同有一个指望。
We have one hope.
弟兄姐妹，什么是我们同一的指望呢
？Dear brothers and sisters, what is this one hope?
今天我们在地上生活，到底我们的指望是什么呢
？What is our hope when we live on earth?
盼望我们没有一个人是指望我们到65岁可以退休。
I don't hope that, we hope that when we are 65, we will.
如果那是你的指望的话
，If that is your hope,
你的下一站就要叫你失望了。
Your next station will disappoint you.
我们的指望是什么呢
？That what is our hope?
今天我们在地上，我们活着，我们乃是等候主的再来。
When we live on earth, we wait for the return of our Lord.
我们基督他要再一次在荣耀里面归来
And he will return in glory.
弟兄姐妹这是我们共同的一个指望
That is our one hope.
就是我们主还要回来
That is our Lord will return.
不管你是相信灾前被提
No matter you believe that you will be raptured before the apocalypse.
或你觉得是灾中被提
Or you will be raptured in the middle of the apocalypse.
或是你坚信是灾后被提
Or you believe you will be raptured and after the apocalypse.
弟兄姐妹，重要的是我们共同的指望乃是我们的主基督他要再来。
And then what important is we have to know our hope. This one hope is our Lord.
也当主再来的时候
，When he returns,
他要施行审判。
And then he will judge.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的指望。
That is our hope.
所以今天我们在地上，我们乃是一般有指望的人。
When we live on earth, we are the people with hope.
因着这个指望
，Because of this hope,
叫我们在地上，我们的生活和追求和世人是不同的。
So our life, our pursuing is different than the worldly people.
接下来说，一主一信一喜。
Then talking about one Lord, one faith and one baptism.
这一组说到什么呢
？What is the one Lord?
讲到教会只有一个主。
It talking about church only has one Lord.
就是耶稣基督是教会的主。
That is Jesus Christ is the Lord of the church.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等重要的一件事情
！And how important it is.
这件事情是在这场属灵征战当中的那个核心。
And this is the core of the spiritual battle.
初期教会的圣徒。
And the saints in the first church.
教会在第一世纪的时候。
In the first century.
就是在罗马帝国掌权的时候。
And they were under the empire of Romans.
教会为了要见证基督是教会的主，付上何等大的代价。
And the church has paid a great price to testify that Jesus is the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，当今天我们愿意在 Dumbo 这里
，And then today when we are here at Dumbo,
我们要一同来见证，唯有基督是教会的主。
We have to testify together that only Jesus is the Lord of this church.
我们也需要有这样的一个心智。
We need have such heart.
就是无论。付上什么样的代价
？No matter what price we have to pay，
我们所持守的只有一位主。
What we hold fast is only one Lord。
只有耶稣基督是教会的主。
Only Jesus Christ alone is the Lord of church。
接下来说到一信。
Then talking about one faith。
我觉得这里讲到一信呢，就讲到我们所相信的圣经。
And here one faith is talking about。We believe the Bible.
圣经就是神的话语。
Bible is the word of God.
是所有基督徒所持守的、持守相信的这件事情。
And that is what all the Christians let's hold fast for.
我们知道在教会2000年的历史以来
And since the 2000 years of history of church,
这个魔鬼撒旦千方百计的要来摧毁神的话语。
And Satan would like to destroy God's word.
然而我们看见是神亲自一直保守他自己的话语。
But we have seen that the Lord himself secured his own word.
谁不知道弟兄姐妹最近有没有因着一些在地上所变动发生的事情好像神的话语要快要被摧毁了而感到担忧。
I don't know if you worry that God's word will be destroyed by the things happen on earth.
弟兄姐妹我们的确是要关心这件事情。
We do need care about this.
但是我们不需要太过担忧。
But we don't need be worried too much.
我们需要祷告。
But we need to pray.
我们相信神必亲自保守他自己。
We believe that God must secure His own word.
叫所有相信主的神的儿女们。
So all the children that believe in our Lord.
我们能够在真道上面一同的被建立。
And so we will be edified together in truth.
好，那接下来讲到一洗。
And then talking about the one baptism.
这里还不是说到这个我们比较关心的这个点水礼呢，还是应该受浸礼。
Here is not talking about what is the christening baptism or immersion baptism.
感谢神，我们从神所领受的，从神的话语所领受的，我们认为一个信了耶稣的人，他应当接受浸礼。
And then, praise the Lord, by the word from the Bible that we believe that this baptism supposed to be the immersion baptism.
但是我们看见有些神的儿女们或是在一些的教会里面他们所实行的跟我们是不一样的。
But we see some of the churches or people, they were baptized, their baptism is a little different than us.
那是不是没有接受浸礼的人呢他就不是基督身体里面的一个肢体了。
Isn't the people who has not received the immersion baptism, they're not the body of Christ?
换句话说，问弟兄姐妹一个问题，就是在天主教里面有没有重生得救的基督徒呢
？I'll ask you a question: Is there a born again Christian in the Catholicism?
弟兄姐妹，我们要看见这边讲到的一浸。
But we have to know that here talking about one baptism.
这边讲到的一洗呢，它乃是告诉我们。是圣灵把我们进入到基督的身体里。
Here talking about the one baptism, it is the Holy Spirit baptizes into the body of Christ.
主的话告诉我们，我们是借着圣灵被进入一个身体里。
And the Bible tells us we were baptized into a body by the Holy Spirit.
在这件事情上面，最近我们有机会和一个我们在我们这样的教会里面长大的一个孩子有点交通。
And I have a fellowship with a child who's grown up in our church.
当然很多时候我们必须要和我们的下一代来教导他们也帮助他们能够认识到这个受浸的真理。
And we should help and teach our children about the truth of baptism.
但有时候我们强调到了一个地步呢小孩子呢他们在小时候的时候他们就得着一个观念。
So sometimes we emphasize to the point that our children just receive a concept.
他们就以为说在天主教里面呢是没有得救的人。
And they will think that there is no people are saved in the Catholicism.
因为他们是用点水礼。
Because they have the christening baptism.
姐妹这不是我们的意思。
That is not what we mean.
特别从启示录第二章第三章那边讲到七个教会的情形。
Revelation chapter 2 and 3 and talking about the conditions of the seven churches.
我们深信就算是在一些真理的实行上有偏差的聚会里面仍然有属神的儿女。
And then we believe even in some locations the church they will depart a little bit but they are people belong to God.
如果他们是重生得救属神的儿女
If they born again and they are children of God.
是圣灵重生了他们
It is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵将他们进入到基督的身体里
It is the Holy Spirit baptized them into the body of Christ.
姐妹他们就是我们的弟兄姐妹
But they are brothers and sisters.
他们就是与我们在基督身体里一同做肢体的神的儿女们
They are members. They are children of God in this one body.
这就是我们可以有交通的一个根据。
That is the reason that we can fellowship with them.
所以今天讲到一洗。
And here talking about baptism.
是告诉我们我们都是受圣灵的洗而进入基督的身体里。
It's talking about we were baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ.
然后最后一点，这边说到一神。
And here talking about one God, the Father.
就讲到是我们同有一位父。
And we have one Father.
我们都是从他所生的。
We are all born from him.
在我们里面都有同一个生命。
And we have this one life.
我们都是神家的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们都是在基督里面的弟兄姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
因着这个生命。
Because of this life.
因着父神的爱在你我的里面。
Because of the love of the Father in you and in me.
这个爱就可以把非常不一样的各样的肢体能够联络成为一个身体。
And this love can join all the different members into one.
因为爱是联络全德。
And because love is connect all things together.
在过去这些年在神的家里面服事当中
And then in the past
我有一个
years,
我觉得主给我一个非常宝贵的一个认识。
In the past years when I served for the Lord, and then the Lord gave me a very precious understanding.
就是基督身体里的肢体啊是可以非常非常不一样的。
And that is the body in this, the members in this body can be quite different.
我不知道弟兄姐妹在 Dumbo 这里，你有没有这样的感受
？I don't know if you feel it at Dumbo.
你会觉得，因某一个弟兄姐妹，他怎么跟我这么不一样
？And such brother or sister is so different than from me.
甚至有时候你都怀疑说，这样的弟兄姐妹，他可能是基督身体的肢体吗
？And sometimes you might doubt as such brother or sister is is in the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，可能的。
Yes, it's possible.
因为主的爱是何等的大。
And because God's love is great.
因为基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And because how breadth, length, height, and depth of His love.
所以今天主要得着一个身体。
And that the Lord will receive the body.
是那样的不同。
And they're quite different.
好叫我们可以一同与众圣徒来明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that all together with all saints that we can understand how breadth, length, height, and depth of His love.
弟兄姐妹，这里讲到这七根真理的柱子。
Here talking about the seven pillars of truth.
它给我们看见基督那一个合一的身体。
And it reveals us this body in unity.
在这一个七个真理的那根基上。
And then on the seven pillars of truth,
我们可以接纳任何一位就是基督所接纳的弟兄姐妹。
We can accept any brothers and sisters which is accepted by Christ.
我们可以与他们有在基督生命里面的交通。
So we have fellowship in Christ.
在上一个周六我们有机会参加一位印度弟兄的安息聚会。
Last Saturday, we had a chance to go to a memorial service with an Indian brother.
对，在那聚会当中呢，有弟兄姐妹从世界各地不同地方来的。
And there are brothers and sisters from different places in all of the world.
他们也有不同，我们那个聚会里面也有不同的种族。
And then we are different race.
有非洲人，有印度人，有中国人。
We have African Americans, we have Indians and Chinese.
那也有从澳大利亚来的，从英国来的。
And some from Australia, some from Britain.
在聚会当中，主要是以英语。
And then the language is mainly is English.
也有印度弟兄，他们一同用他们的地方语言唱诗歌。
And then some Indian brothers, they sing hymns in Hindi.
我在那当中，我心里面向着神满了感谢和赞。
And then I was full of praise and thanks to the Lord.
虽然只有100多位弟兄姐妹。
And then even though there is more than 100 brothers and sisters.
我们稍微可以看到那基督身体的那个更丰满的一面。
So we will see the abundance of the body of Christ.
因为我们知道，在这七个真理的根基上面，我们是合一的。
It's because we know on the seven pillars of truth, and we are in unity.
我们可以在那里一同来敬拜赞美我们的父神和我们主耶稣基督。
We can worship and praise our God Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们必须要往下，在这一段圣经里面给我们看见这个合一的根基呢，是这七个基要的真理。
And here talking about this, the seven oneness is talking about the seven pillars.
在这七个基要真理根基上面呢，神要来建造他的教会。
On the seven pillar, God will build up His church.
他要把这个根基上的合一呢，把我们建造到一个认识神儿子完全的合一里面。
And then from this foundation of the truth, seven truths into that the perfect the completion of the unity.
我们知道教会的合一呢，不是人的工作，是神自己的工作。
We have to see that the unity of the church is not man's work but God.
就像在第一世纪五旬节的时候
，It is like in the Pentecost in the first century.
我们看见本来在那里有120个主耶稣的门徒
，And then we see there is 120 disciples of the Lord.
他们是120个个体
，And there are 120 individuals.
但他们当他们照着主的吩咐在那里同心合意祷告的时候
But when they pray in accord,
我们看见圣灵从天而降
And then, the Holy Spirit, descended from heaven.
就把这120个个体呢浸成了一个身体
And then the Holy Spirit baptizes 120 individuals into one body.
我们看见在地上主就得着了一个他自己的身体。
So we see on earth the Lord received a body belong to him.
那我们看见这120个个体不再是个别的。
And now we see this 120 individuals, they're not individuals anymore.
他们乃是在一个身，在同一个生命，在同一个灵里面呢，在那里来见证这位在天上荣耀的主。
But they're testify the glorious Lord in heaven in this one body.
我们知道这2000年过来
And then we see 2,000 years pass.
我们当然没有具体数字，现在到底在基督的身体里面有多少肢体
？And we don't know how many members in the body of Christ.
但我们看见基督的身体不断的成长。
But we see the body of Christ is constantly grow.
更加的丰满。
And it is in more abundantly.
来彰显基督那个丰满的荣耀。
And then to manifest the fullness of the glory of Christ.
所以这是讲到合一的方面。
That's talking about the unity.
那我们在第二个方面讲到这个不同的个体
And then we're talking about the individual members.
每一个基督身体的肢体呢它都有各自不同的功用
In one case, the members has its own function.
所以我们看见为什么今天神拯救了这么多不一样的人
That's why the Lord saved different people.
神也把他就圣灵不同的恩赐呢就分赐给每一个在基督身体里面的肢体
And God gave His gifts to the individual members.
这是神的恩赐，就是这是神的恩典。
That is the grace, and that is the God's gift.
就神不仅把我们从罪恶死亡中拯救出来
，Not only the Lord save us from our sins.
神还把我们放到他儿子基督的身体里面
，And He will put us into the body of His Son.
做肢体
，And as members.
既然是做肢体呢，就有功用
，And then.Since we are members, we have function.
弟兄姐妹，你今天在神的教会里面有没有功用呢
Do you have a function? Are you functioning?
你今天是不是在神的家里面在尽神所给你的那个功用呢
Does a part of your share?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过哈？当主日早晨你要来到聚会的时候
，Have you ever think about this morning when you come to the gathering?
在你出门之前
，And then before you leave?
哦，你想一想
，Think about it.
哦，今天呢，我来聚会，我需要戴眼镜。
And then I come to the gathering, I need to bring my eyes.
我要听信息，所以我戴耳朵。
I need to listen to the message, so I bring my ears.
这礼拜没有排到我在厨房服侍。
And then I'm not serving in the kitchen this week.
那我手就不需要了。
So I don't need my hands.
有姐妹，身体不是这样子。
The body doesn't work this way.
我们看见身体每一个肢体，它都是有功用。
And then every member of our body has its own function.
就今天我们必须要在神的面前认识到，我们既然是基督身体里面的一个肢体。
We have to understand since we are the member of the body of Christ.
我们要认识到我们在基督身体里面是有功用的。
We have to know we have.Our own share.
并且我们需要在身体里面尽我们当尽的功用。
And then we have to know we have the part of the work of the ministry.
姐妹，如果你来到当伯聚会当中
，If you come to Dumbo,
你觉得说，哎呀，我刚刚才蒙恩信主。
You see, I am just saved.
哎，我是一个很小很小的肢体。
I'm just a little member.
哎呀，我没有什么功用。
I have no function.
我就来这里吃奶就好了。
I'll just come here for formula.
弟兄姐妹，不行的。
And you can't do that.
你一旦是基督身体里面一个肢体。
Once you are the member of this body of Christ,
圣灵就把恩赐给你了。
And the Holy Spirit already gave you the gift.
神就把功用给你了。
God already gave you the function.
你就要开始在身体里面来尽你当尽的功用。
You have to do your part.
如果没有的话
，If you're not a believer,
你就如果你没有尽这个功用的话
，If you're not do your part,
你就亏欠了给你恩赐的这位主。
Then you are for sure. the Lord who give you the grace.
如果你没有在聚会中尽你的功用的话，
if you are not functioning at the gathering,
你也亏欠了聚会中的弟兄姐妹。
You are for sure for the brothers and sisters at this gathering.
就算你刚刚蒙恩得救，
even though you are just saved,
弟兄姐妹，你在聚会中都有当尽的功用。
In this gathering, you have your own work.
就以我们早晨主日擘饼聚会做例子。
And I take example as our communion.
只要你是重生得救的神的儿女。
And if you are born again.
你在聚会当中。
And in the communion service.
当圣灵感动你的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moves you.
你作为基督身体的一个肢体，你就应当要把主所当得的感谢赞美，要祷告来献给他。
As a member of the body, when the Holy Spirit moves you, you should give thanks to the Lord and you should pray.
你说我圣经还没有读过一遍。
Oh, you should. I haven't read the Bible once yet.
哎呀，我圣经还没有背在脑袋里面。
I haven't memorized the Bible verses yet.
我没有办法像弟兄姐妹开口祷告都是圣经节一节接一节。
I cannot pray like other brothers and sisters. They're coming out from the verses from the Bible.
所以我还不能进功用。
So that I cannot function right now.
弟兄姐妹，这是错的。
That is wrong.
这是仇敌。像我们说的谎言。
That is the lie from the enemy.
就算你是神家里最小的出生婴孩。
Even you are a baby, you were just born at the house of God.
当圣灵感动你的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moves you.
你就是在主的聚会，在主的擘饼聚会当中，你就是简单的说，主啊，我感谢你。
Even just simply say, Lord, I thank you.
出于心灵和诚实。
And then you say this in spirit and in truth.
这就是你在聚会中当尽的功用。
That is your part of the work.
姐妹，所以我们看见没有一个基督的身体的肢体是没有功用的。
And then we will see, we all have function in this body.
那我们如何能够来尽个体的功用呢？
And how do we make this work individually?
简单的说，我们必须要先弃绝这个个人主义。
And first of all, we have to depart from the individualism.
就以擘饼聚会做例子。
I will take the communion service as example again.
许多刚受浸的弟兄姐妹。
And then many brothers and sisters who were
saved. 在擘饼聚会当中，他们心里面受圣灵感动。
And then the Holy Spirit moves them.
感动到个地步，你觉得心都好像从嘴巴里面跳出来了。
And then to the point that you think your heart is going to your throat.
我怎么知道这个感觉呢？
How do I know this?
因为我自己曾经是如此。
Because I have.
哎呀，我就很害羞。
I was shy.
我就不敢祷告。
I didn't dare to pray.
我就消灭圣灵的感动。
I would just cringe to the move.
我就开始想啊，我要是开口祷告，我说了第一句，不知道第二句要说什么，怎么办呢？
I would think about if I start open my mouth. What about the second? What do I say next?
要是我开口祷告，别弟兄姐妹也开口祷告，那怎么办呢？
If I start, and what about the other brothers and sisters start?
哎呀，我们想好多好多。
I think a lot.
都是想着自己。
I think about myself.
哎呀，太丢脸了。
And so I will lose face.
我要是讲的那个讲话讲的不顺畅。
And what about if I don't pray smoothly?
哎呀，或者我讲错了。
What if I wrong?
哎呀，弟兄姐妹他们会怎么想我，怎么看我
？What about other brothers and sisters think of me?
我们昨天晚上跟一些出经的弟兄姐妹有个聚集。
And then last night we have a gathering with the newly born brothers and sisters. I encourage them.
在擘饼聚会中。圣灵感动我们，我们却不愿意顺服圣灵开口啊！圣灵感动而开口祷告的一个主要原因。
The main reason that when the Holy Spirit moves us to pray, and then we just cringe that in the communion service.
就是我们顾虑自己过于我们思念主。
That is, we think ourselves more than we think of our Lord.
我们怕丢脸。
We are afraid to lose face.
兄姐妹，当主耶稣钉十字架的时候
，But when the Lord was crucified on the cross,
他没有因着你我的罪而觉得丢脸。
And he was not feel shameful because the sin from you.
他甘心为着你我的罪，他把自己完全舍了。
And then he gave himself totally because of the sin from you.
兄姐妹，我们有什么理由不当在擘饼聚会中顺从圣灵的感动，把感谢赞美来献给我们的主。
Is there any reason prevent us from to praise him and thank him？
弟兄姐妹，所以我们看见我们在身体的配搭里面，我们要弃绝我们这个个人的主义。
See, when we work, we build up one another. We have to depart from the individualism.
而且我们要看见弟兄姐妹彼此的这个功用啊。都是非常宝贵的。
And we have to see that is very precious for the individual function.
就是我不能没有你。
That means I cannot do it without you.
你也不能没有我。
And you can't do it without me.
就像我们这个身体的嘴巴一样。
It's like our mouth.
这个牙齿有它的功用。
And then the teeth has its own function.
这个舌头有它的功用。
And so does the tongue.
但我们看见舌头不能没有牙齿。
But the tongue cannot work without the teeth.
牙齿也不能没有舌头。
The teeth cannot work without.
如果你要把一个美食吃到肚子里的话。
If you want to eat a delicious food.
你们求主更多开启我们。让我们能够看见我们乃是在基督的身体里。
And then may the Lord have mercy on us and review us. That means we are in this body of Christ.
我们所做的一切
Everything we do
都不是为着我们自己
Not for ourselves.
乃是为着基督的身体。
It is for the body of Christ.
兄姐妹，这是我们所应当过一个身体的生活。
This is the life we should live in the body lately.
而我们虽然肢体是那样的不同
，even though the members are so different，
但是我们都借着圣灵连于同一位元首。
But through the Holy Spirit, we are joined in the same head.
我们每一个肢体都受这个头的支配。
And then it's the head controls all members.
这是为什么？当我们在一同聚会，我们有要决定一些事情的时候，我们需要一同的来祷告。
This is why when we need make decisions, we have to the members have to sit together.
不是照你的意思。
It is not according to your will.
也不是照我的意思。
Nor mine.
也不是照着多数人的意思。
Nor the majority.
等姐妹，教会只有一个头。
And then, dear brothers and sisters, the church only have one head.
教会只有一个意思。
And only one will.
基督的意思。
That is the will of Christ.
主的意思。
The will of the Lord.
兄姐妹，这就把我们带到我们常常需要同心合意来祷告寻求主的意思的一个重要性。
And that is why it is very important that we have to come together and to seek the will of God.
在另外在我们周五查经聚会。
And then also in our Friday Bible study.
兄姐妹，你不要想说查经聚会，反正有弟兄带。
And don't think about there is a brother or sister lead the Bible study.
反正我就来听就是了。
I'll just bring my ear to listen.
所以呢，我就算有时候忙啊，有时候累啊，不想听，那就不来就是了。
And then sometimes when I'm busy, I'm not going.
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
It is not like that.
查经小组的责任不是那个带领弟兄的责任。
The responsibility is not only that leading brother.
今天我们一同来到主的话语面前。
When we come to study the word of the Lord.
我们如何能够得着一个最丰富的这个话语的一个亮光和享受呢？
And then how can we enjoy and then to receive the enlightenment from His words?
兄弟们，仍然是在这个身体的原则。
That is also the principle of this body.
你不要想说，哎呀，我才刚信主。
Don't think about I'm just a newborn baby.
我也没什么亮光。
I don't receive enlightenment.
我也没有办法向弟兄们解释圣经解释的那么丰富。
I cannot interpret Bible as abundant as other.
所以我就不需要准备了。
So I don't need to prepare.
兄弟们，不是的。
It is not like that.
当我们在主的面前，在预备周五查经的时候
，When we prepare for the Bible study,
每一位弟兄姐妹都要预备。
And each brother and sisters need to be prepared.
至少读个一两遍、两三遍。
And at least read two or three times of that chapter.
然后你就为着这张圣经在主的面前要祷告。
Then pray for that chapter.
就你就发现很稀奇的事情。
And then will be amazing.
在那个礼拜的生活当中啊
，In that whole week,
圣灵可以借着其中的一句话。
And then from one verse,
是借着那张圣经的一段话
，or from one paragraph,
让你在生活当中来经历。
You will experience in life.
你可能刚刚信主
，maybe you were just.
可因为你在主面前有这样的预备的时候
，but when you have preparation for the
Lord, 圣灵就把主的话就活在你的生活当中。
And the Holy Spirit will realize these words in your life.
哎呀，你就好兴奋，对不对
？And you will be very excited.
你就好高兴
，you will be very happy.
但不能停在那里
，but you cannot stop there.
当圣灵带领你这样来经历神的话语的时候
，when the Holy Spirit leads you to experience the words of God,
他更是为着在周五聚会的时候。
It is for the Bible study on Friday.
当你与其他弟兄姐妹一同到主话语面前
，When we read the Lord's words together,
主就是要把你从你那周当中对主话语的领受和经历呢，能够分享出来。
The Lord wants you to share what you experience in that week.
为什么需要分享出来呢
？Why do you have to share？
就叫这个身体怎么样被建立在一起
？That is the whole body will be edified.
弟兄姐妹，你就发现啊，周五读经聚会。不是那么枯燥乏味。
So you will see, it is not boring at the Bible study.
若每一个肢体啊，都把那一周 在主话语上面的预备和经历所带来一同带来的话。
If each member brings your experience with the word of the Lord,
你想那天晚上的聚会是何等的丰富。
And then how abundant is the meeting at that?
所以有些时候弟兄姐妹有一个祷告哈，我觉得我不是完全的赞同。
And there's one time I don't really agree with a prayer.
A prayer, 对。就是呢，有弟兄姐妹祷告说：“主啊，我们周五晚上我们就准备好空空的来，要饱饱的回去。”
Some says, "Lord, we come here with empty-handed, and when we leave, we will be leave with full hands of your words."
也不完全对的。
This is not really.
如果每个人都空空的来的话
，If everybody come empty-handed,
那很可能啊，大家都空空的回去了。
And then probably everybody will leave with nothing.
但是如果每个人都带着五饼二鱼来的话
，But if you come with five loaves two fish,
哇，那天我们就吃撑的回去。
Then we will be so full.
你想主的话是何等的丰富
？And then you know how abundant is the word.
弟兄姐妹，所以周五聚会，周五晚上查经聚会，你不仅要来
，Not only have to come to Bible.
你不来就亏欠了主。
If you don't come,
你不来就亏欠了弟兄姐妹。
And you for sure the brothers and sisters.
而且你是要预备的来。
And not only come, you have to be prepared.
就算你只有一饼。半条鱼
，Only you have one loaf and half fish，
你也能够带来
，You can bring，
和弟兄姐妹一同的分享
，You can share，
弟兄姐妹叫查经聚会变得丰富
，So our Bible study will be very rich，
叫主的身体越过越能够被建立，能够长成满有基督长成的身量
，So the body of Christ will grow and has the full had the full stature of Christ。
所以我们刚刚已经说到，教会不是一个死的一个人为的组织。
And we're just talking about church is not a deadly organization。
教会乃是一个活的、是有生命的基督的身体。
Church is a living organism of Christ.
所以我们看见这个身体啊，它是一直在长大的。
So we see this body continually grow.
这身体呢，它是越过越成熟的。
And it will be matured.
那这个身体怎么长大，怎么成熟呢
？And how this body will grow and to be matured?
我们看见就是在这个身体里面的每一个肢体啊，都怎么样，都不断的长大。不断的成熟。
And we see this grows, so you can see it's from the each member.
所以我们看见，当我们一同在基督身体里面尽功用的时候
，When we all does our share in this body,
我们看见我们就彼此的相助。
And then we help one another.
我们就在爱中建立自己。
And we edify ourselves in love.
当我们自己在主的爱里面慢慢的被建立以后
，When we are built up in the love of the Lord,
我们就能够更好的尽我们这个肢体的功用
，We can function better.
来服侍这个身体
，And then to serve this body.
那我们看见这身体也越过越长大
，And then this body will gradually grow.
越过越成熟
，And then be more mature.
所以不仅我们个人，我们的生活、行为举止越来越像我们主耶稣
，Not only our individual life will be more like our Lord.
我们看见我们这样一个团体的见证，也越来越能够彰显并流露主耶稣的自己。
So this corporate a testimony will be more and more like our Lord.
而且我们就能够因着这个身体越过越被建立起来。
And because of this body will be edified and grow.
我们看见那更成熟丰盛的生命就供应在这身体里面的各个肢体。
And then this maturity will supply and will provide for all members.
便叫本来软弱的肢体也刚强起来。
So the weak member will be strengthened.
本来不能进功用的肢体也开始可以进功用。
The member who's lose function and will start to function.
本来不能来参加周五周日聚会的弟兄肢体们也可以开始来参加。
The members couldn't come to Friday and now they start come.
更多的肢体能够在身体里面一同的配搭，一同的进功用。
There will be more members who will help. It will work when work and then together.
便叫这个身体能够渐渐的长成。
So this body will grow.
弟兄姐妹，这就成为主在地上的一个荣耀的见证。
That will be the glorious testimony for the Lord.
这样一个器皿也能够成为合主所使用在地上来彰显他荣耀的一个器皿。
This vessel will be glorified to our Lord, and the Lord will use it.
弟兄姐妹，虽然这段圣经的真理似乎从人看来是。非常难实行的。
And then even though this chapter is hard to fulfill in the people's eyes,
但是我们相信这是神的心意。
But we believe this is God's heart desire.
这是神要得着的。
This is what the Lord will receive.
我们需要一同的为这件事情在神面前来祷告。
We have to pray together before the Lord.
这是为什么保罗在以弗所书里面他有两个重要的祷告。
And this is why Paul has two very important prayers.
第一个祷告，他乃是求父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给他的教会。
And the first prayer is he asked the Father to give the wisdom and revelation.
叫神的儿女们能够越过越真知道我们的神。
So that we will more.Know our Lord.
这讲到真理的开启。
That is called a revelation of the truth.
保罗第二个祷告是在第三章的末了。
And then it's the at the end of chapter three.
他说他在父面前屈膝。
And then he will bow before the Father.
为着神的教会。
For the church of God.
为着基督的众圣徒。
For all the saints of Christ.
他求主使我们里面的人刚强起来。
And then he plead for the Lord that he will strengthen our inner man.
叫我们能够在地上活出。那基督身体合一荣耀的见证。
And then we can live out the testimony of this body in unity.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless his own words.
叫我们在神所喜悦的这个心意上，我们能够一同的来跟随主。
In his pleasant will, that was all follow him.
愿这成为我们心中所盼望的。
That is become our hope.
这是成为我们每天所祷告的。
That has become our daily prayers.
叫颂赞荣耀归给我们的神。
Give all honor and glory to our God.
我们一起再低头一点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你把这样一卷宝贵的以弗所书赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you to give us this precious Ephesians.
主，你所要我们看见的，乃是看见。教会在你心意中的那个地位。
And then you want us to see what church is in your heart.
那个价值。
And the value.
主，你实在是付上何等大的代价来得着这样一个身体。
And you have paid a great price to gain this body.
今天你叫我们能够在你身体里面能够同坐肢体。
And then you call us together to be the member of this body.
主，你实在是将这一切的恩典都赐给我们。
You have given us this all surpassing gifts.
你要我们在这地上不多的日子里。
In these short days and hours.
我们能够靠着你的恩典。
By your grace.
一同被你来建造。
We will be edified by you.
主，能够成为基督身体合一的见证。
It will become the testimony of the unity of Christ.
主，我们愿意把我们自己和同盟天恩的弟兄姐妹一同仰望你。
We will look upon ourselves and all the saints.
愿你在 Dumbo 这里。
In Adambo,
主，你用你自己的爱，
may by your own love,
你来得着你自己的见证。
You will receive your own testimony.
主，叫颂赞荣耀都归给父神。
We give you all glory and thanks and praises.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.